Blog Talk Radio.
One way to car. One way to car. Well, one way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. There's one way to God. One way to God, baptized in Jesus' name. We thank and praise God for you being in and listening in again today. We thank and praise God for being great in our life. We thank Him for the sun, the water, or the rain. We thank Him for all that. We thank Him for the life and health and strength that He gives us every day. We thank and praise the great Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father. Amen. We thank Him for all those things. Thank Him for breath. Amen. Those little things that we receive. And we just thank Him for life. And we thank Him today, friends. That you know that we believe that God is still in control. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God today for you, today for listening, man. All right. Let's give an honor to our Heavenly Father, like I say, Yahuwah. Amen. And our great, amen, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, commonly known as Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Give honor to Him in our life today. We thank and praise God for Him. Amen. For what He has done for us. How He shed His blood. Amen. How He died and hung on the tree. Amen. We see here today that He is the one. Amen. He was pierced in the side. Oh, He was whipped and beaten. Praise God. But it was God in Him, reconciling the world into Himself. So we see here the Christ, the HaMashiach. Amen. He is the way. You need to go with Him. Amen. Not all these crazy people that they got around here going around here. But you need to go with Him. Amen. You need to know Him. Amen. We thank and praise Him today. All right. Praise God. I was talking about, you know, in other words, we were saying about what must we do to be saved. We were talking to people. You got to first believe in Him and trust in Him and putting your hope in Him. And then you need to go down, be obedient by going down in the water baptism in His name. Praise God. And then He will fill you with the Holy Ghost according to Acts 2:38 and all that. So we see here today. We believe that today. I'm Elder Braxton. I'm an apostolic preacher. Amen. Believing in the words of the taught one, the one that Jesus taught and instructed. Believing in the apostles. Amen. And the doctrine that the apostles teaching. And that's what we believe in. And that's what we believe in. Yeah, give an honor to Apostle C.A. Coward. Give an honor to our presiding bishop, which is Bishop Ira J. McLeod, and also my bishop, amen, Adrian Melinda Shaw Jr., amen, we give an honor to those brethren, and also Bishop Breck Shaw of the North Florida and Southern Georgia District, amen, and also our Northern District overseer, amen, Elder Williams, man. Give an honor to those great brethren. All right, give an honor to Terry Sheffield, Elder Terry Sheffield, amen, Presbyterian. Amen, give an honor to him, those great brethren. And all, Elder Ray Johnson, our district elder, all right, all of them, praise God. Every one of the brothers, amen, every one of them. And all the elders of the West Coast District. Praise God. And the Churches of God, the Balboa. Give honor to all of you today. That you know that we care and we love y'all. Amen. Because we know that God is able. God is able. Amen. So we see here today. What must I do to be saved? All right. Paul told a man, he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I should be saved. You and your household, in other words, I paraphrase, in your whole household. So, but here's the thing, all right, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your home, I mean, what I mean by that, you don't have the teachings and the spirit of him in your home, it could be messed up, praise God. So we see here today, I'm talking about the real Yeshua, HaMashiach, amen. So we see here, Yahushua. So we see that he is the real one, all right, not that man, the white man with blonde hair, as you see, amen, not the one with the blonde hair, all right, not him that has, you know, blue eyes and all that and brunette hair and all that, or blonde hair, whatever we call it, not him. We're talking about the real Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, all right, and letting you know that he cares for you, all right, he's the one that died. Because the other man didn't die for nobody. Caesarea Borgia didn't die for nobody. All right. So they got him praying all over the walls, people's houses, and so forth, saying that he's Jesus, but he's not. All right. So we see here today that you must believe in the real Christ, the real HaMashiach. You got to believe in him today. And then you know that God cares for all of you, but he wants you to have the truth. Seek for the truth, and that'll make you free. You must seek for truth. Who really died for you? Who really died for you, praise God? All right, so we see here today, you must believe in him today. You must have faith in him, and you can be saved. He's the only way. You don't leave this earth, all right? Don't leave this out of your body without him. Only way. God is not going to honor anything else. You can say, oh, I did good. I did this. I went to church every Sunday. I paid my tithes and offerings. I did all these different things. But if you don't have Christ, amen, amen, the HaMashiach, amen, you don't have him, you ain't honored. You won't be honored. So you got to have it. You got to believe in him. You got to trust in him. You got to put your hope in him. Amen. And that's what you got to do. The Bible tells us, you know, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, for the remission of sin. Amen. So we see here today, you must do that. All right. You want your sins remitted? You got to confess your sins to our Heavenly Father, all right, and let him know that if I did this, I done that, I done this, I did that, all right, and let him know and ask him for forgiveness and cleansing of your heart, all right. That's what we have to do, praise God. Because nowadays, praise God, here in America, we are now living in some desperate times. Think about it. Amen. The plagues are coming upon us. You know, you got the coronavirus. Years ago, you had the swine flu. You had the Spanish flu. And you had the bird flu. All these different things that came upon you. You had all measles. You had smallpox years ago. All right. All kinds of stuff that has been coming. All right. So, you know, don't you think God is trying to tell us something, that we need to repent of what we do? God wants us to repent, amen, to change our ways, to change our mind, to change our action and the way that we live, all right? So that's what he wants us to do, all right? So we need to go and do that, Amen. We need to go and do it and ask God to forgive us of our sins. Amen. We want you to know that God loves you. Amen. Excuse me, I had another call coming in. But anyway, we see that you must go be born again. You must be born again. If you don't be born again, praise God, you know, you will not make it. You got to be born again of the water and of the spirit. So you got to go and do it. The LD told Nicodemus, praise God, you got to believe in him and trust in him while you have an opportunity, while you got it. Amen. So we thank and praise God for his goodness and what he's done for us, praise God. Oh, yes. And I was talking about it the other day. I was just telling some people, I said, America is really built upon Freemasonry. You know, you think about it. You look at all the stuff that comes. Stuff that they got from Kemet, which is Egypt. A lot of this stuff that you see, all right, you know, a lot of these things. I told a guy the other day, I said, man, you got to look under the surface of what's going on, see? All right, you think what you see is just what you see. But I'm telling you today, you cannot. Amen. You cannot go on just looking just any kind of way. Amen. You got to look under the surface. And that has to be manifested to you. I mean, it has to show up to you and be revealed to you. All right. And that's what you have to do. Praise God. We see here today that you need it today while you have an opportunity today. Amen. And we thank and praise God for knowing that. You know, in other words, you see, Washington, okay, was built upon Egyptology. You know, the things that, you know, they had in Kemet in Egypt, they got obviously, they got all these different things. You got, you know, in America, you got pyramid, and in Egypt, they had the Nile running from top, just like top to bottom almost. And then in America, you have what's called a Mississippi, all right? So over here, it's like amen. And as we got here, you know, Egypt years ago, amen, they enslaved the Hebrews, all right? In America, they enslaved Hebrews here, amen? So we see here today, bought from the coast of Africa, from the slave coast, and they enslaved people here. All right, so we see here today, amen, this is like the new, amen, the new, the spiritual Egypt that they had years back. All right, so we see here today that now we need to look and do better. Amen. Yes, the people of God, amen, amen, that is called by his name. Who is that? That was Judah. Judah is called by his name. All right, Yehuda. Yahuwah. Amen. And that's it. Jesus said in John, he talks about how he talks about, I'm coming in my Father's name. And that's 5:43, I think it is. But anyway, he says that I'm coming in my Father's name. It wasn't Jesus, the name Jesus, because when he said this, that name hasn't been invented yet. You know, because there was no J at that time. And we see here that he said, I've come in my Father's name. So Yahushua said, he said, I've come in my Father's name. But what was that name? Yahuwah. All right, what was that name? Yah. Amen. So it was in his name that he come. Amen. And so he said, but if another should come, him you will receive. All right. So what happened? The Roman Catholic put in, all right, Caesarea Borgia, to fulfill that spot. In other words, he came another. He is that another in my, you know, in his own name. Alright, so what happened? And they gave him the name Jesus. Alright, so we see here today that Jesus, you know, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah, Father Yahuwah. And so as we go on today and see that you must go down in his name, praise God. Amen. You must believe in him. And you must have the trust that you need to have in him. Amen. We thank and praise God for his goodness. Amen. As we go on, praise God. So we see that you got to have him. Amen. And then America has, you know, it's gone out of the way. It's getting further and further away from our Father and our Creator. Amen. Think about, you know, things that is going on in America today. All right. All kinds of stuff is going on. Amen. You know, since the Supreme Court, you know, voted 5-3 on same-sex marriages, a lot of stuff is going down. A lot of stuff is going down. People don't understand. See, a woman, her purpose is to have children and to, you know, have a husband and have a family. All right? But nowadays, you know, you think about it. It's rough. When you, the same thing with a man. A man gives a seed to the woman and she births a child in 9 months. All right, but what happened nowadays? All right, things is not going on as God says. God commanded us, amen, be fruitful and multiply. That's what he said to Adam. So the purpose of a woman is to help replenish the earth. All right, so we see here today to multiply. To help multiply this earth. Man gives a seed, all right, as a sperm or whatever, and the woman receives it and have children, praise God. And that's good. You know, it's good for having a family. All right, and we see here today that you need to come to Christ while you have an opportunity. You can be blessed by him and change your ways. Some people say, well, how could I change, preacher? Amen. Everything takes a sacrifice. Amen. Everything has effort a lot of time. All right? So we see here today, we have to make a change. I remember I had to change my ways because of the fight. Amen. When I got saved, I had to change my ways. I couldn't run the women and all these different things. I couldn't, you know, do all the things I used to do. Drink, you know. And I didn't too much care about alcohol or nothing like that. All right? Weed. I had to get rid of the weed. I had to stop that stuff. All right? All these different things. So I got saved. All right? Well, at that time, I've been married for about like 10 years. But I'm letting you know today that there's nothing better than having peace, amen, and calmness within your soul. Amen. Having that rest within your soul. There's nothing more blessed, all right, than having that security in your soul, knowing that I am saved. I am saved. I'm doing what God wants me to do. Amen. I'm living the way he wants me to do. Amen. And that's something in itself. I just thank and praise God. Now, sometimes you go suffer from some people. Some things, persecution sometimes. Amen. So we said, and Jesus said, if they hated him and they persecuted him, what you think about you? All right. So we see here today. Amen. But you got to receive things with blessing. Receive things. The blessing to anoint. Amen. I remember somebody stole my TV. All right. Then I was blessed with about 4 or 5 TV. Amen. Stole my car. Amen. I was blessed with somebody stole my car. And somebody said, you need to tell people to keep stealing your stuff or you can get more and more. I said, wow. You know, stole my camera. I got, you know, 5, 6, 7 more cameras. Amen. So, you know, because he blessed me and keep me. Amen. But I have to be in his will. Amen. In his will. That's what we have to be in his will. And if you look at the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, you got a section there that talks about all the blessings. Therefore, they got around about the 14 or 15 verses, because it goes into to the cursing if you're being disobedient. All right? If you're disobedient to God's word, automatically you're going to be out of his will. So we see here today, you have to do it today. For God loves you and cares about your soul. Amen. So we see you must go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. For the remission of your sin. All right. And the Holy Ghost, amen, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen, here, give you the Holy Spirit, will come into you. And that's what the blessing is, when you're speaking tongues and as the Spirit gives utter. Amen. We thank and praise God for your goodness. His goodness. Amen. So we see here today, and that's what you have to do. And I was talking about an issue where, you know, now today, in this day, amen, God is calling them for the black men and the black women, and I want to talk about Judah, amen, to come up and to rise up, amen, to rise up, get the education that is needed, educate yourself and your children, and teach them about our Heavenly Father, and we teach them about how he opened the Red Sea, all right? Teach him about how he delivered, amen, Israel out of Egypt. Teach him, all right, the things that are good, amen. Teach him, amen. If they don't believe, they're not going to make it, all right? So we see here today. You think about Aaron, but under pressure. Well, Moses was up there in the, you know, communing and talking with God. All right, God told him to get back down there. All right, here's Aaron. They asked Aaron to give us a God. They asked him. All right, he told him to put off all your jewelry and all that, and he built a golden calf. All right, they started worshiping it. And then have feasts and going on worship. And when Moses came out with the tablets of the Ten Commandments, all right, the first time, amen, he broke them. He broke it, all right. And we see here today, because he was angry and mad and frustrated because of what these wicked, these people doing so wickedly, serving these, you know, serving this golden calf. All right, God was angry with Aaron too. All right, so we see here now, as you see this now, they around there doing all kinds of things, dancing around this thing, worshiping it, doing these things. All right, probably naked, doing all kinds of stuff around this thing. All right, but Moses asked a question. He said, who's on the Lord's side? All right. And then the Levites came up to him. All right. So we see here today, you got to be on the Lord's side. You got to be on Yahweh's side. Hallelujah. You got to be on Yahweh's side, the Lord's side. All right. So we see here, that's what we have to do. All right. These people was out there doing all those things. And you know what? Moses was up there, what, for 40 days or something like that, or whatever it was? All right, we see here that people thought that something that happened to an animal that hit him, they thought that something happened. They thought that he was dead or whatever. But they gave up hope and faith. All right, you got to have some faith and hope. All right, you got to have it. Because they didn't see it, they didn't believe it. All right. So when he came, when he seen this going on, all right, and guess what? Israel had been through something. They seen the Red Sea pass. They seen the pillar of fire that protected them against the Egyptians. They've seen all these great miracles that God has done for them. Don't you forget the great miracles that God done for you. You may have got your job when you thought that you was through. You might have did something for you when you thought you was, didn't have a chance. Don't forget these things. All right, knowing that He is able. I mean, He is able to deliver you, amen, out of sickness and all these things. You got to stay true to Him. Praise God. And that's what you got to do, all right? The Bible says the soul that sins should die. Same thing back in Adam, same thing now. So we see here today, you have got to ask God to forgive you of your sins. Amen. You have to repent, change your ways, change your action, change the way you're doing it. Praise God. So we see here today, you could do this. Amen. You could do this. And this. You know, a lot of people say, well, that's a boring life. I say, no, it's not a boring life. You can do everything, do good. But not everything. Well, what I mean is decent things, all right? You can do things that, you know, that help you out and help others out. Amen. That's what we have to do. And I just thank God for intervening, amen, in my life, for the intervention in my life. I just thank Him. Today, I thank the Most High, Yahuwah. Amen. Yahushua HaMashiach. Thank God for him today. Amen. He's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. But we see here today, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We see that He is able to bless right now. If your family is going through, amen, we want you to let you know that if your family is going through stuff, amen, we want to let you know that God is able. I'm Elder Blackson. Take the God the Bible way and praise God. And from Jesus saved through faith, take the God the Bible way. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. If you're in our area, we want you to come and visit us sometime. Amen. Right there at the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Osborne and 22nd in Tampa, Florida, right across from the Family Health Care Center. Let you know, you can come and visit us. Our phone number there is 813-238-6210. 813-238-6210. Amen. And our bishop and pastor there is Bishop Adrian Shaw Jr. Amen. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton Jr. And letting you know that we love your souls. We care about your souls. You need to come. It's all about your souls, friend. We want to see you saved. We want to bless you. And come over and see us if you got an opportunity. Praise God. Next week, praise God, you can call in. I'll be at 6:30. Amen. And the call in is 563-999-3034. 3034 is the last number. 563-999-3034. So you can call in next week. Amen. So we're letting you know that we care. And let you know that God loves you. Give honor to all our brothers in the Church of God, the Bible way. Give honor to our pastor's wife also. Praise God. Amen. Give honor to her. Amen. Sister Shaw. Amen. We want to give honor to her today. Amen. We thank and praise God and for all the Shaw family. Amen. We thank and praise God for them today. All of you. Everybody. Amen. Amen. So we see here today. And also my wife, too. I don't want to forget her. Amen. Thank and praise God for her. God bless you. We love you. We care about you. Your souls. Goodbye. I'm out. God bless you.